Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone who listens to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host for tonight. My co-host Francine Humphrey will not be with us tonight. We're sending prayers to Francine and her family. There was a death in the family, and she wasn't able to be on the show tonight. But as usual, we want to thank our listening audience for supporting us week after week and listening to the topics that we have. We have an absolute wonderful show tonight. I have a wonderful young woman who I believe is a thought leader for this particular generation. I know that she's an emerging leader, and I'm going to bring her on in just a minute. But I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I want to talk about what Francine Humphrey does. Of course, she's the founder of Issues Concerning Women, and Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And of course, I'm Veronica McMillan, the founder and president of the Micro Nonprofit Network, and our primary goal is to help small nonprofit organizations to become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development for 501c3 organizations. Say that three times fast. But basically, Francine and I, we love the entrepreneurs. We love empowering women and girls, and that's what we're here for. And we have this platform that we come on every Thursday night at 6:30, and just to kind of give you all some great, great, great information. But tonight, our guest is Madison Varner. She is a student at Tidewater Community College in Virginia Beach. And she's just, as I said before, she is a thought leader. I believe she's an emerging leader for this generation of young women. And so I want to bring Madison on the line so that she can say hello to everybody. Madison, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Madison, would you just say hello to our listening audience? And we're going to jump right into it tonight. We'll take little moments where if you wanted to promote about how people can connect with you, you can do so. But Madison, just say hello and tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Madison Varner. I am a freshman at TCC, and currently I am trying to start a club over at TCC, and I was part of this club in high school, and this club, it really means a lot to me because it's such a great way to be so involved in your community and just so involved with your school and just everyone around you. If you ever do want to contact me about either clubs or you just need somebody to talk to, or I mean, even if you just want to be friends, you can feel free to call me or text me. My number is 757-621-4962.
4962. So you all heard it. And again, I'll just say, Madison, thank you so very much because I've shared with you and I've shared with our listening audience, I really have a passion for women and girls. And Madison and I just hit it off. I call it a love relationship right at sight. So you have one of those things where, you know, you connect with people and you know that there is a reason for you connecting. And we've done this over and over and over again for hundreds of people who've come on to our show. And so, Madison, I'll say to you again and say to our listening audience that you may not see it right now because you're a young woman, but you are an emerging leader. And I see that in you, and I believe that you're going to go far because I think you're one of those persons that takes takes an initiative. And with that being said, I want to say to everybody that's listening, I always like to say that this is technology, everyone. And so Blog Talk Radio is a wonderful platform, but it also is Internet-based. And we also use telephone, so sometimes power can go out and shut the show down, or our phones go out and shut the show down. So we want to say that, but if it does, we'll just quickly get back online and just keep it rolling. But I want to jump right into our questions because the half an hour goes by so quickly, Madison. Tell us a little bit, what is the Key Club and why did you get involved in the Key Club?
So basically, Key Club is a volunteering opportunity for teens and young adults, and it actually, even young children can be involved in it. I got started in it while I was in high school, and one of my teachers actually mentioned it to me, and I was kind of like, okay, sure, I'll go, you know, check out this club, see what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And even in just the first 5 minutes of being in the club, I fell in love with it. Hearing about everybody
wow.
just talking about how much they want to help in the community and how everybody has these great ideas to try and help other people and to just try and be involved in general. And I thought it was just absolutely amazing to hear all of these ideas coming from teenagers, coming from people my age. And so basically, I want to carry that on through college and through the rest of my life because getting involved and helping others is such a important thing to me because I love seeing somebody's eyes light up when they get extremely excited about something. I love hearing somebody gasp because they can't believe what amazing thing is happening in their life. It makes my heart melt, honestly.
It makes my heart melt as well because it's really about service. And again, you are a spark of light, and I'll probably say that to you 1,000 times. It's like, oh my gosh, you said it again. But you are, because it takes individuals like you who are stepping out, especially in this time that we're in now, in this hour where there's not a lot of love going on. There's so much craziness, so much division. And I think whenever people step to the plate and they want to do something different, I think a brighter light just shines around them. I just commend you for doing that. And especially on college campuses, there's so much going on, not just on college campuses, about high schools and all of that stuff. We see every year some tragedy where there was an active shooter on a high school campus or college campus, and it devastates everyone. So I wanted this time to spotlight you and what you're doing at Tidewater Community College, because I think it's just a wonderful thing, and being kind of galvanizing and championing and being that spokesperson, if you will, for other students, because I think it's so important for them to know that, hey, it's not just about academics. It's more to it than that. Would you not agree with that, Madison?
I 100% agree with that. There's so much more to a person's life than just school.
Exactly. So I want to, for those of you all who are listening, probably say Key Club, because I said it to someone, another colleague or something, and they was like, yeah, I think I can remember that. And of course, for those of you all who know, I always say for the older generation, old school, myself, basically remember Key Club from years ago. So this is big. This organization, the Key Club organization, is a big organization. But I want to just keep our questions going on, Madison. Why do you think young people should get involved with community organizations? And I know because I work with so many nonprofits that they are always dying to have someone to come aboard to help them out. Why do you think young people need to get involved?
Getting involved it's a whole door opening to new opportunities. You get to meet so many different people from all over the world, and you just get to see and try and understand somebody else's viewpoint on life. And it makes you understand your life better also, because you kind of take a step back when you hear something going on in somebody else's life, something tragic, and you're just like, okay, like this is life. This is real life, not school and academics and work, and don't get me wrong, those are extremely important things in life. But sometimes you have to take a step back and just look at the people around you who you have standing next to you. Another great thing about being involved is you get to help so many different people, so many people who thought that they had nothing left and thought that the whole world had just turned against them and that their only option was to either disappear or they're at rock bottom. And helping somebody and watching that light come back into their eyes and watching them just kind of click and say, wow, somebody actually cares. Having them see and know that they have somebody there with them to just teach them that they are not alone, it's such a great feeling that you only really know that feeling if you have experienced it.
Yeah. And you all listen, this is a young woman who is a college student speaking like an old soul because of the fact that in meeting her, you would know what I'm talking about. But basically in just speaking to you over the phone, it ekes from your being that you are concerned about people, that you understand, and that you are involved. And I keep saying that to college students or to people in general. You got to get involved. You can't be a bystander. And for those of you all who are listening, that is one of the reasons why I wanted to have a segment called Student Voices and Student Voices, is so that you all know what young people are doing. We're in a different hour now. We're in a different space now where I think young people are rising up. And as I said, Madison is one of those young people who I'm going to be following you for a while, Madison, because I really do believe that you have something great. And I think that your confidence, it comes out, your belief in what you're doing, and the being able to speak so eloquently over the radio and talk about this service to humanity. I'm just in love with it, and I know Francine would have loved the opportunity to speak with you, and we'll probably have you on again, Madison, but I want to keep this rolling. But before I move to my next question, I do want to again do my little commercial and talk a little bit about issues concerning women and what Francine is doing. There is going to be on October the 6th, I believe she's happening at Brandon Stratton, a conference basically around finances. And I believe it's on Facebook right now, and then there's going to be more information coming, but that's going to be Saturday, October the 6th, from 11 to 3 p.m., and there'll be more information coming. And so, again, I want to get back to our questioning of this young lady who I just believe, again, a student, but yet someone who is an emerging leader. And I've been doing this a long time, been working with people a long time, and I know a leader when I see one, and Madison Varner is a leader. And so I know you may not have said that to yourself, Madison, but I'm saying it to you. And to come on radio and to be able to turn and pivot on a dime and say yes to coming on to the show, I just so appreciate you. But I want to go on it. I got a couple of more questions along that line in terms of young people. But so how do organizations get millennials involved? Because I remember talking to my son, who's a little bit, he's not quite a millennial. He's a little bit older, but yet it was something that he was saying to me. He said, millennials like cause, mama. Millennials would like things that they truly believe in. And so I want to say to you, Madison, how do you get millennials involved in organizations, especially for people who are saying, oh, here's there some young people, they don't know what they're doing, they don't know what they're talking about, you need somebody older in there to help guide you. What would you say to all of that?
I think the best way to get people involved is to spread the word. And not to, like, if somebody has an idea and it is so out of the box and almost seems impossible, just don't tell them it's impossible. Tell them it's just going to be a lot and a lot of work, and that they just have to be ready for that. But you can't tell them that something's impossible because, I mean, a couple years ago, we would think iPhones were impossible. It's spreading the word. And I think a problem nowadays is that a lot of people don't know about clubs that are going on. They don't know the great opportunities that are standing right in front of them because they don't see them. And another problem is that they don't know who to reach out to. They don't know who to ask about clubs and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mm-hmm. think putting up flyers, sending out messages, making group chats, just anything like that to tell people and let people know and have them tell their friends and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important because I know young people like to rally, and this is something that my son said to me, rally around a cause, that they believe in something that's passionate to them and that they want to be a part of that. Is that so for millennials that they believe that, hey, you know, I believe in, you know, this cancer walk or this domestic violence rally that's going on or what have you, and they attach themselves to that simply because they believe in that particular cause. Is that true for millennials?
I believe so. I think if you mm-hmm. are extremely passionate about something, you do want to be involved with it and you want to help in whatever mm-hmm. way that you could. Mm-hmm. For me, just recently, I actually went on a suicide prevention walk and I signed my mom and I up for it. And it's something mm-hmm. that I'm very passionate about. And mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. soon as I heard about it, I immediately got on my computer and I signed my mom and I up for it. I didn't even ask her beforehand mm-hmm. if she wanted to do it. I just kind of told her that she was going to do it. But it was absolutely amazing just to see all of those people out there, to see all of those mm-hmm. people that want to argue against silence and want to say it is okay to speak up and it is okay to not be okay, but you don't have to fight that alone.
Yeah. You all see what I mean? That's what I mean. That she is an emerging leader. And I will continue to say that, which kind of moves me to our next question, Madison. 2018 is basically, it's called the Year of the Woman. We see a lot with the Me Too movement. What does all of that mean to you? Do you think this is the Year of the Woman? I know with the Me Too movement, it really is about that whole sexual abuse thing and talking about it and not being afraid anymore. I know for myself, I think that I'm just so excited, and it doesn't take much to get me excited. I'm just so excited to see women doing things and young women stepping out. So what's your thoughts about this? Do you think this is the Year of the Woman? And what's your thoughts about the Me Too movement?
I do think it's the Year of the Woman, and I also think it is the Year of the People in general. I think I think it took one person to just start speaking out, and then a lot of people were kind of like, this is what I've been needing. I needed somebody to help me break this ice. I needed somebody to help me be able to voice my opinion because people don't want to stand alone. People don't mm-hmm. like that idea of having all of the eyes on them. And sometimes all it takes is one person to speak out and say, what is happening in the world right now is not okay. And we need to change this and we need to fix this. And I think it only took one person. And then I think everybody else finally was able to break their silence and say, this is what I have been needing my whole life. This is like, mm-hmm. now I'm going to get better. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, which is so important. I too believe that this is the Year of the Woman in terms of women coming together to support each other. So that to the point that you just mentioned, Madison, that no one likes to feel alone, but sometimes it takes one person to make that happen, and it's like dominoes, and everything begins to fall, and that we reach a place where we didn't get that. We didn't know that we were going to get there because of the fact that there was so much momentum behind all of this. And it's so important. I truly, truly do believe that we are in a space and time that is going to be expansive. The things that's going on now, I think we're just kind of like touching, just scratching the surface a little bit with the things that women are going to do, and I think it's going to take young women and old women coming together and families coming together to support each other because it is important. I want to switch gears again just a tidbit because, again, where does the time go? We got about 5 minutes, and then it's a wrap. I told you it is one of those things that really moves so quickly, and I got two more questions, and so let me talk a little bit about this. You sort of kind of mentioned it a moment ago when you said you went ahead on, you found out about the suicide walk or what have you, and I know the young lady that basically put that on. And I know for myself, I have a heart and a passion for students who or young people who are suffering with stress and depression simply because of something that happened to my granddaughter. And so how would you say, what will you say for students who, or someone who's listening, because it's crazy that you're on the radio and then we'll get a message, hey, that was a tight message, and, you know, that young lady and her saying that saved my life. So what would you say that will help someone that might be dealing with suffering from depression or stress, Madison?
With depression and stress, I 100% understand. And I know that sometimes it seems like every day is just so hard, and it seems like life is taking everything that it possibly can and is throwing it onto you, and it seems like no matter what you do, no matter what you, just nothing is going right, and you feel like you are alone, and you feel like you have to make yourself alone because you feel like if you put yourself around these people, then you might bring them down with you, and you don't want to bring anybody down that path with you. But I promise mm-hmm. you, it is okay. You will be okay. Reach out. Please reach out. Even if it's only to a friend and just saying, hey, I just really need somebody to talk to tonight. Or just saying to your parents, mm-hmm. I just really need to be able to talk to you guys tonight. And ask them and say, please just let me talk. No judgment. And let me talk mm-hmm. until I have nothing, absolutely nothing left to say. And then mm-hmm. go from there. But don't bottle it up. Don't keep it to yourself, because once you start keeping it to yourself, it just builds and it will attack you on the inside. And nobody else will know if you don't say anything. But I promise once you start talking, it will gradually become okay. I know in the moment it might be the hardest thing you ever have to do in your life, and it might seem like if you do it, you might be in trouble or people might think that you're crazy, but I promise you, you're not. You're not alone. You have so many people standing behind you in this battle, and we are going to win it together.
That is so heartwarming, and I hear your passion along with that as well, and like myself, and you know, in dealing with my granddaughter and the depression, this thing is real. It is something that we have to learn to talk about, because people are really suffering from this, and until we, Madison just said, when we begin to speak out and don't feel alone in this, there will be no change. And so the only way to be able to get some help is to just say, sometimes it's just a whisper to somebody. Sometimes it's a passing a note to someone. Sometimes it's just saying, will you just sit down and listen to me? And as you said, Madison, no judgment, no, well, why'd you do that? Or why are you thinking that? And then the other piece that for those of you all who are parents who are listening in, understand that this is real. Don't blow them off. I think that oftentimes when we talk about a subject that's this deep, there's that idea that some people just think, oh, you can get better. Just go for a drive, go shopping, go do this, as if you can just take it off and tuck it on when you want to. It's not that simple. And so for those of you all who listen to Francine and I on Thursday nights, we thank our international audience who listen in, who archives the show. This is one of those moments wherein you just have to say, is that my son or daughter? Is that my husband, my cousin, my brother? Have they been saying things to you and you just kind of been blowing it off. If that's the case, you got to stop doing that. You heard what Madison said a moment ago. You just got to listen with no judgment, with no intention. Or why are you doing that? Or why are you thinking like that? Because I think that sometimes, Madison, that's what people do. They think that you somehow know that you can just get over it. And it just doesn't happen that easily, does it, Madison?
No, it doesn't. Sometimes it seems like the simplest of tasks are the most difficult things that you have to do in your day. And people, they don't realize that because everybody gets so caught up in their day, in their life, in work, and in school. But you don't want to get so caught up in school and work to the point where somebody close to you loses their life because they felt like they had nobody. They felt so alone, and they felt like that they just couldn't keep doing this, that this was their only option, that this was all that they had left, and don't want it to get to that point. You don't want to have to look back on your life and say, what if I just stopped and I turned around and I said, okay, I want to listen. Tell me, please just tell me. But if you have to look back on your life and think, why didn't I do that? You should just don't put yourself in that position.
Exactly. So I want to, we got 5 minutes. What would be your one piece of advice that you would give to young people that are hurting, Madison? What would be, if they had just one little nugget, you know, they've listened to pretty much a half an hour show that's coming to an end very soon. What one piece of advice would you give them to help them to just kind of turn the corner and just say, you know what, I listened to that show, and I'm going to take heed to that advice? What would you give them, or what would you tell them?
I would say do things that help make you happy. I know not every day, not every moment is going to be a good moment. I'm not that, if I said that every day in your life and every moment in your life was going to be great and perfect, I would be lying, and I'm not going to lie to anybody. But for me, I was always really into drawing and art and writing. And if you feel like you are just getting so overwhelmed with everything in your life, just write. And just, you don't even, whatever you write doesn't have to make sense, as long as you're just writing,
right?
Because eventually you'll be able to get a flow, and then you'll be able to concentrate, and then you'll keep going. And then once you are able to think, talk to somebody, reach out, break the silence. We cannot keep going in silence, because I don't want anybody to lose their life to something that we are all just trying to fight against, because nobody's alone. We will stand together. I will stand. I personally will stand with you to fight against depression and to fight against anxiety, and just to help. Because sometimes that's all it takes, is just having one person by your side. And then you just feel like you have the whole world in your hands and you can do anything that you set your mind to.
Exactly. And in our few minutes, Madison, would you give them your number again so that they have your number if you want to reach out? Because here's a young woman, a college student, who's been so eloquent in her statements tonight here on the radio program. And we want to make sure that every time that we do a show, that if there's someone who's listening in and they want to reach out, give them your contact information again, Madison.
All right, my phone number is 757-621-4962. And because I have classes and I work, I usually do answer text messages a lot better than I do phone calls.
This is that generation that loves the text. And of course, here I go with my old school self, love that conversation, and we'll certainly do text messages and things of that nature. I'd also want to say again, I want to promote issues concerning women the radio show, and I want to promote issues concerning women. And so if you want to get in contact with Francine Humphrey, certainly you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org and email her at icwdirector@gmail.com. And, of course, you can go to the micrononprofitnetwork.com and email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com. I hear our announcer counting us down in terms of the seconds that we have here on the show. Madison, it has been just a pleasure to have the voice of a student on to share what she's doing in terms of connecting with the community. I would say to you all that are listening in, come back next Thursday. Madison, we so appreciate you. You got a second to say bye-bye to everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. And please, just if you are feeling down, reach out, whether it's to me or to your friends or to your parents or to a guidance counselor, anybody, just break your silence, please.
Break your silence. Well, we will end the show with that. Madison, thank you so very much, and everybody, have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.